Hello and welcome to Hoopla Kids Lab, making science super fun and super simple. Today we're going to show you the science of a plasma ball. All you're going to need is a plasma ball. And probably somewhere to plug it in as well. Once it's plugged in, switch on your plasma ball. And straight away, you've got some amazing science happening. The ball is comprised of three main parts. There's the sphere on the outside, there's the conductor on the inside, and filling the ball is what they call noble gases. This helps to create trails of plasma. The human body is able to conduct electricity, so when you touch the side of the ball, the electricity is conducted towards you. This is why when you touch the ball, the colour and the intensity of the plasma light seems to change. You can try using different parts of your body, and you'll see that it works much the same way. If you try using other objects, like a pencil, you'll find that they do attract some electricity, but not as much. The great thing about this is that you can use lots of different objects, made of different materials, to see what's conductive and what's not. Glowing liquid metal. You're going to need some pliers, a highlighter pen, ferrofluid, a pipette, a small dish, and a magnet. Use the pipette to squirt a small amount of the ferrofluid into your small dish. Ideally, you want to just about cover the bottom layer of your container. Then use the pliers to snap off the top of your highlighter. And then use them to very carefully pull out the sponge that's in the middle of your pen. This is what holds the highlighter ink. Use your fingers and the pliers to squeeze the ink into the container. You'll see that it starts to mix together with the ferrofluid. Place the magnet underneath the container, and you'll see that it pulls the ferrofluid towards it. If we put this mixture under a black light, you'll see that it creates some amazing patterns. It looks particularly cool because the highlighter fluid glows in the dark and the ferrofluid doesn't, it just looks black. You can make this experiment even more interesting by snapping open a different coloured highlighter. For this version, we've used a pink highlighter. You can see that the colours mix together and create all sorts of weird shapes. To me, this looks like the surface of an alien planet. And up close, the area around the magnet looks like the eyeball of some sort of weird insect. This is a really unusual experiment, and one that you can have lots of fun with. You can try with all sorts of different coloured highlighters, a stronger or weaker light, and different sizes of magnet. Boil water with ice. For this experiment, you're going to need a chopping board, a thermometer, a frying pan, a glass bottle with some water inside, a glass, and some ice cubes. The first step is to place your pan on top of the hob, put your bottle inside the pan, and then turn on the gas. If you have an electric hob, you don't need to use a frying pan. You can just place the bottle directly onto the hob. The water will heat up and start to boil. Once it reaches boiling point, carefully remove it from the pan and screw the lid back on top. You'll see that the water is still bubbling. Place your bottle upside down inside the glass. Then, place a few ice cubes on top of the bottle. You'll notice that the water has stopped bubbling. But when you place the ice on top of the glass, it will start to bubble again. Keep your eye on the water. You'll see that as the ice sits on top of the bottle, the water starts to boil again. This is because the ice on top of the bottle cools down the air inside. This reduces the pressure and lowers the boiling point of the water, meaning that instead of having to reach 100 degrees Celsius, it only has to reach a lower temperature in order to boil. So you're literally boiling water with ice. Then turn the bottle back the right way up and measure the temperature of the water. It was at approximately 70 degrees Celsius, meaning we got water to boil at only 70 degrees instead of 100, which is pretty cool. DIY smartphone hologram. You're going to need a ruler, a Stanley knife or sharp knife, a smartphone, some graph paper, a pair of scissors, some tape, a CD case, a pencil, and adult supervision. The first step is to sharpen your pencil. So what you need to do is imagine that you're drawing a large triangle that's 6 centimeters in width and 4 centimeters in height. But cut that top half a centimeter off, which leaves you with a small square top. Make sure that you do this part very carefully, as you're going to need to make a pyramid shape, and each side needs to be exactly the same size. Once you've drawn 4 of these templates, cut the paper down to make it easier, once this is done, take your CD case and remove the clear plastic front layer. You won't need the inside. Take your template and very carefully trace around it, pressing firmly with your pencil. If you find that your pencil doesn't draw properly onto the plastic, you can always use a permanent marker. Now comes the tricky bit. Ask an adult to help you cut around your rhombus shape. The plastic on a CD case is surprisingly thick, so this might take some time, but make sure you do it very carefully and very slowly, as you don't want to crack the plastic. Cut out 4 of your plastic shapes and you're ready to go on. Lay them out on the table, take your tape and use a small piece to stick each of the sides together. Do this one at a time so that you can make sure they're stuck straight. What you're going to need to do is assemble a pyramid shape. So place each of the straight edges alongside each other. Fold them over so that you can make sure that they work at an angle and stick the tape down firmly. Repeat this process with each of the remaining sides. Fortunately, the tape is already see-through, so it helps in our experiment. You can use glue instead of tape, but I find that that's a little bit more fiddly. Once you've made your pyramid, you're ready to go on. Go on to the internet and find a hologram video. There's loads of them out there. We'll add some links for you in the box below. Place your pyramid on top of the phone upside down and turn off the lights. If you look closely, you've got your very own hologram. How is this working? Well, it's really very simple. Your pyramid is reflecting the image of the video back at you. Because it's reflecting 4 slightly different sides all at the same time, you're getting what appears to be a 3D image floating in the air. This is a really great way to make use of little things that you have lying about the house. Of course, if it's not your CD case, you should probably ask nicely first. You'll find loads of different videos out there. We found some of sea life, of the earth,
people dancing.
How to make a genie in a bottle. This is a great experiment, and you're just going to need a measuring jug, some manganese dioxide, a bottle, some hydrogen peroxide, a spoon, and importantly, safety goggles. Make sure that you have an adult to help you with this experiment. First of all, put your safety goggles on. Once you've done that, take your jug and your hydrogen peroxide. And very carefully and very slowly, pour 100 milliliters of hydrogen peroxide into the jug. Once that's done, pour that carefully into your bottle. When you've finished, put your jug to one side, take your manganese dioxide, and put a small amount onto your spoon. You can see it's just a small, thin film of black powder. Screw the lid back onto your manganese dioxide, and then very carefully drop the powder into the bottle. And hey presto, there's your genie. Now, is it a genie, or is it science? Well, I'm sorry to say, it's just science. What happens here is the manganese dioxide is reacting with the hydrogen peroxide, separating it into its two ingredients, water and oxygen. This creates steam, just like when you boil a kettle, and this steam is then funneled through the neck of the bottle to make it look like a genie is emerging. This happens very quickly because the manganese dioxide powder is a catalyst, which is something that speeds up a reaction and makes it happen in seconds rather than minutes or hours. I think this looks really cool. How you can make your own do-it-yourself projector. You're going to need a cardboard box, a magnifying glass, some gaffer tape, a scalpel, a pair of scissors, and a pencil. The first step is to use the scalpel to remove one of the flaps from the box. Make sure to be careful when using the scalpel. Take your magnifying glass and hold it against one side of the box. Use the pencil to carefully draw around the magnifying glass. Use the scalpel to carefully cut out the circle shape. It's best to ask an adult to help you with this part of the experiment. Make sure to be careful when using the scalpel. Once you've cut out the circle, fit the magnifying glass into place. You might be able to remove the handle from yours. We couldn't, but that shouldn't affect things too much. Use some of the gaffer tape to secure the magnifying glass in place. This creates the lens for your projector. Then, take the piece of cardboard that you cut off earlier and fold it up to make a stand for your phone. Check that your phone fits securely onto the stand. Once you've done that, load up a video onto your phone. You'll need to change your phone's settings so that the screen doesn't rotate, and then place the phone so that the video plays upside down. When the image transfers through the magnifying glass, it will be turned around the right way. Take the box into a dark room and there you go. The image is projected onto the wall, and you've got your own cinema at home. You'll need to try moving the phone around into slightly different positions and angles in order to get the clearest picture, and it's never going to be as clear as it is at the cinema, but it's still a really cool trick that you can do very easily at home. And there you go, that's how you can make your very own do-it-yourself projector. How to draw in 3D. Now this is awesome, and all you're going to need is some paper, a pencil, and two markers. Place your hand carefully onto the paper
and then draw around slowly with your pencil. Make sure that you get a really good outline for your hand, but don't push the pencil down too hard. You'll catch all the little quirks on your hand. For example, my little finger is slightly bent. Once that's done, take one of your pens and then start to draw horizontal lines across the page. When you get to the outline of your hand, curve the line slightly, like a little bridge over a river. Then when you get to the other end of your hand, continue with the straight line. Proceed up the page, continuing this as much as possible. Whenever you get to a part of your drawing, make sure that you curve the line. This might mean that your horizontal lines end up slightly unequal, but that's okay. As we draw, you can see that the hand starts to look as if it's pushing its way out of the page. This is what we call an optical illusion. To add to the illusion, you can add more lines. You can, of course, use a ruler to make your straight lines completely straight if you like, but I find it's more enjoyable to try and do it completely handheld. You can use any colours you like. I chose purple and red. I think this is a really great trick to show your friends. Why not try it with different objects and different colours? To add to the effect, you can use your pencil to work around one side of the drawing and add shadows. This will make your shape look much more three-dimensional. What do you think of my drawing? I think I did really well. Why not try it with different shapes and objects and see what works best? Thanks so much for watching. I hope you enjoyed the experiment. Don't forget that you can check out our channel for more exciting science videos, and you can leave us any comments of what you thought or what you might like to see. Bye for now.